A conservative group in Wisconsin wants to halt what's known as John Doe 2. Prosecutors are reportedly eyeing whether independent interests coordinated illegally with Republican candidates during the recalls of 2011 and 2012. On Monday, the Wisconsin Club for Growth and its director filed a federal lawsuit claiming the investigation violates their free speech. It's the second John Doe probe with connections to Governor Walker. The first resulted in six convictions, including of former aides. Mordecai Lee has been watching the cases unfold. He's a professor of governmental affairs at UWM. Lee told WUWM's Aaron Toner there are interesting differences between the two John Does.
In the first one, the tactic by Governor Walker was very passive, very quiet, very cooperative, never ever to criticize the partisanship of John Chisholm, who's the Democratic DA of Milwaukee County. And eventually, after an agonizing long period, Governor Walker was not implicated, and it sort of came to an end. And here we've got the opposite legal tactic. We've got a tactic where way at the front end of the John Doe, the potential defendants are being incredibly aggressive in trying to stop it or deflect it or narrow it or deter it, whatever it might be. So if only because of these different legal tactics, it's interesting. And I think it's fair to come up with a supposition that this really aggressive legal tactic might have something to do with what they don't want to happen. Without in any way talking about anybody's presumption of guilt or innocence, but this would prevent the John Doe from going forward, which would prevent X from happening, and which might potentially affect somebody from being indicted.
Well, you kind of touched on this. What is at stake for both sides here in this situation?
You know, what's really interesting is that when we talk about independent expenditures, that's sort of a phrase that just sort of falls off the tongue because we use it so often when we talk about modern-day American politics. But independent expenditures, the key is independent. In other words, they can't coordinate or cooperate with a candidate they're supporting. And the core of the accusation of John Doe 2 is that there was cooperation, there was coordination, which is illegal. And so the principle at hand is, can a prosecutor investigate if there was coordination, or is just the very fact of investigating that trampling on the civil rights and the free speech rights of the potential defendants? And so I think this is an interesting case. And remember that what the defendants have done is they've sort of escalated up a notch. The John Doe 2 was in state courts, whereas the appeal is in federal court. In other words, it's sort of appealing to a higher authority in the hopes that they would be able to stop something happening at a lower level.
Do you think the public is paying attention to this? How significant is it to voters or to residents here in Wisconsin?
Maybe some of these details sound boring to the casual voter, but these are incredibly important details for people who sort of want democracy to work. And the principles at hand that we believe the law should be enforced, there shouldn't be coordination, but we also believe in freedom of speech and free political activities. So the principles at hand are important ones.
Do you think at a national level people are watching what's going on here with this John Doe and with Governor Walker particularly?
I think what's going on with the John Doe 2 is that the East Coast media and the national media are following this very closely, and they're already speculating about how this might affect Governor Walker's ability to run for president. After all, the coverage of Bridgegate for Governor Christie for so long had looked like it wasn't going to touch him. And people were following it, both people on the left and on the right and the news media. And then it turns out that it's a very interesting story. So without in any way suggesting anything about Governor Walker, I think we're already seeing this kind of coverage. And when the Wall Street Journal's editorial page is commenting on this obscure secret of John Doe, then you know something is up.